This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
Bitcoin's weird year continues. The volatile cryptocurrency has jumped and sank. One of its most popular online exchanges has filed for bankruptcy. Its creator remains at large, and the IRS says it's property, not digital money. Today's news: Bitcoin Cash machine maker RoboCoin is headed to Washington, D.C. to demonstrate in front of members of Congress. But it raises some interesting questions about the digital currency's future. Kate Davidson reports.
For several hours tomorrow, our elected representatives will be able to buy their own Satoshis. That's a tiny fraction of a Bitcoin, which is expensive. Here's Jerry Brito, who studies the regulation of emerging technologies at George Mason University.
The ATM is basically just an exchange in a box.
Buyer puts in cash, ATM connects to an online exchange, and buys Bitcoins at the going exchange rate. ATM operator charges a fee. But before our reps can do any of that, they're going to have to enroll with RoboCoin, which built the ATM. And there goes the anonymity Bitcoin users love.
And what we've built is really a bank-level security enrollment process.
CEO Jordan Kelly says you enter your phone number, respond to a text, choose a PIN, then scan your palm.
It's the most secure form of biometric authentication because nobody can cut off your hand and try and use it to replicate your identity.
And several steps later, you're done. This security is important at a time of scrutiny from both Congress and regulators. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.